Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. One of the central themes in both the Old and New Testaments is resurrection. And the resurrection of Jesus is the cornerstone of our Christian faith. This event, which occurred more than 2,000 years ago, is the best attested fact in human history and experience. The Bible tells us that Christ was delivered up for our sins and raised from the dead for our justification. Without Christ's resurrection, we would have no salvation from sin and no hope for our own future resurrection. The promise of our resurrection is found in the resurrection of Christ from the dead. This is why Christ is referred to as the first fruits of the resurrection. His resurrection is the precursor and the model for our own. In today's message, titled Resurrection of the Dead, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to know that because of the resurrection, we can have confidence that death has been defeated in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Let's join in.
He is not here. He is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. That's recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. Christ died an innocent death and conquered death by rising from the grave. Jesus is the firstborn of resurrection. The Bible says in Acts chapter 26 verse 23 that Christ would suffer and he would be the first to rise from the dead. I hear somebody saying, but what of those who resurrected prior to Jesus Christ? Example, Lazarus, and those raised by Elijah and Elisha. And the answer is this. There is a fundamental difference between those incidents and the one Jesus experienced. In all the other cases, the person who was raised returned to an earthly sinful body, and therefore they had to die again one day. Those resurrections were miraculous displays of God's power. But they do not represent a solution for the fundamental problem of sin and death. If Lazarus still died again, then his earlier resurrection did not conquer death. And the question remains, how does he conquer death once and for all? That's only believing in the Savior, the resurrection and the life, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord. You only have to put your faith in the one who conquered death, Jesus Christ. He died to pay our sin debt and rose again to prove his power over death. Most importantly, Jesus never dies again. The Bible testifies that unlike Lazarus and others who were resurrected prior to Jesus, our Lord will never suffer death a second time. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 verse 9 that knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him. He conquered death at his resurrection. Hallelujah. We are talking about resurrection of the dead. Many of the saints who died came out of the grave after Christ's resurrection. He was the first to be raised from the dead and he brought the others out. And people saw men and women who died years and years ago in the holy city. They were amazed to see them in Jerusalem. There was holy commotion in the city and the testimonies were so outstanding that they could not be denied. The Bible says they came out of their graves. Matthew chapter 27 verses 52 to 53 declares this, that and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of their tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. See, people went to the graveyard and saw the stones had been removed. There was proof. The Bible says they came out of their graves. You will ask, who opened the graves? Don't forget that at the crucifixion of Christ, there had been an earthquake. When he breathed his last breath, there was an earthquake. The Bible records in Matthew 27:50 that, and when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook. the rock split, you see. So all the rocks and stones split and these people came out. Incredible. Friend, let me tell you today that a time is coming when we will also check out of this place. The Son of Man is coming again soon. Are you ready to meet him? The Bible says in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:52. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. These were the words Paul wrote to the Thessalonians church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 to 17. Friend, that will not be the first time that somebody has been taken away from here alive, from this earth alive. We all know Enoch was taken away from here alive. Elijah was taken away from the earth alive. And Jesus in another way, he just went alive. And the Bible says in the same manner that he left, he will come back. The angel told the disciples watching Jesus ascending into heaven, he said, this same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Hallelujah. That's recorded in Acts chapter 1 verse 11. Now I read these scriptures and I think about this, that we have received salvation. You are a born again Christian. Christ is coming back for us. When he comes, we will go with him. What about those who are not ready? What about your brother who is not ready? What about your cousin who is not ready? What about your sister who is not ready? What about your wife who is not ready? What about your husband who is not ready? What about your children who are not ready? What about your parents who are not ready? What about your friends who are not ready? What about those with whom you work who are not ready? What about your neighbors who are not ready? What are you doing about this? Let me read you something in Revelation chapter 20, verse 9 says this. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. You see, verse 9 is talking about how things are going to end up in this world. Judgment day will come. When will this happen? After the rapture of the church. We can be talking about going to heaven, but let me ask you, what about all the others who don't know God, who are not ready? Aren't you going to do anything about it? Let me ask you. You can see Satan's future in this verse of scripture I read to you. His future is so clear. He's going to the lake of fire and he knows it. That's his future. Talking about the Antichrist. The Antichrist will go to hell and the lake of fire. They will be tormented forever and ever. God is not going to say, let's bring them out. They have learned their lesson. No, God is not going to do that. The Bible says it's an eternal damnation. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. That's what the Bible says. We have been saved, thank God. But what about those who have not recognized the salvation that Christ brought? I want you to know that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. As I thought about the resurrection of the dead, this scripture caught my attention. Book of Revelation chapter 20 from verses 11 to 15 describes a terrible scene, an event no one would want to experience. It is the most serious, sobering, and tragic passage in the entire Bible. Let me read it to you. Revelation 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. You see, this verse is saying and is indicating that all creation will be removed. Let me continue. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Verse 14. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You see, Revelation 20, 11 to 15. Can you imagine the throne shows up and the earth bounces back, but there is no place to go? This is the awesomeness of God. You see, verse 12 is saying, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. You see, those who have died, Bible is saying small and great, whether Herod, whether the Pharaoh, whether the prime minister, whether the president, whether the atheist, whether the king, the prince, the queen, the princess, the celebrities, whether rich, poor, black or white, they will all be there. You see, books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. So everything that anybody ever did is written in those books in heaven. How do you score on God's scorecards? How do you score in God's books? Accountants in heaven are working. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Receive him today. And if you have, you should broadcast this message to people who don't know Christ, because it's eternal damnation without Christ. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his work. When someone dies who doesn't know Jesus, he goes straight to hell. That's what the Bible is saying. Hell is a waiting place. It's a place of torment, but it's still a waiting place. After hell is the judgment, then the lake of fire. God is just. He doesn't want anyone to say, I don't know why I am here. He says everyone is judged according to their works. All your works have been written. He will first let you know what you did before he says, let's see where you go. They were judged according to their works. There is nothing you will ever do or say that will not get into God's books. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What happened? This book of life, whose name is in it, and whose name is not in it. Only people who have received Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, they are the ones whose names are written in the book of life. And if you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, please don't sit down and just wait for Christ coming. Spread the news. Tell people about salvation. I want you to know that you need to receive Christ today so that you will not go to eternal damnation. The only thing you need to do is to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You will have eternal life. I pray that you will do so today so your name will be in the book of life. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. And he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.